everyone, and welcome back to Maya's Reviews, a book podcast and blog where I review all types of novels. I'm Maya, and thank you for joining me for another book review today. So before getting started, I just wanted to apologize that, again, for the second week in a row, the episode and review are out late. Me being late last week and making the episode and the review late set me back for this week. But since I have this week and next week completely open, I have nothing else to do, obviously besides Christmas, I should be able to get back on schedule for next Saturday, where I'll be reviewing another book, obviously. And then after next week, we're going to be going to the every other week, a new episode and new review. So hopefully that way I will have quality content out on time. I'm definitely going to be trying for that. So, and also if you hear anything in the background, probably stuff going on downstairs. I think I mentioned last episode, I'm currently having my kitchen floor redone. So we're working on that. So just ignore any hammer noises in the background. It's not Thor. And besides that, I just wanted to mention, if you haven't seen, if you don't follow me on Twitter, which my Twitter is at MyTheBookworm, I retweeted a tweet about Brendan Santo. Brendan was last seen leaving Yakeley Hall on MSU's campus on Friday, October 29th, shortly before midnight, heading towards the Brody neighborhood. Brendan is not an MSU student, but was visiting friends on campus. If you have any information, please contact the MSU police tip line at 844-99-MSU-PD. That's 844-99-MSU-PD or 844-996-7873. That's 844-996-7873. Or tips at police.msu.edu. Tips can be anonymous. There's an over $20,000 reward to anyone with credible information that leads to bringing Brendan home. And the post that I retweeted was handled by the Crime Stoppers of Mid-Michigan. So if you have any information, please contact the police tip line. Like I said, tips can be anonymous, but hopefully Brendan can be brought home. I just wanted to mention that really quick for those who don't follow my Twitter. And if you could go and retweet my retweet to spread awareness of his disappearance, that would be amazing of you. And besides that, I don't have anything else. But hopefully he can be brought home. And let's just get into the review. Today, I'm reviewing Cold the Night, Fast the Wolves by Meg Long. Thank you to Wednesday Books and NetGalley for providing me with an arc of this novel in exchange for an honest review. There are some book content warnings. Animal cruelty, death, murder, and violence are all present in this novel. Please educate yourself on the content warnings for this novel before reading, as I may have missed some in this review. Overall, I rated Cold the Night, Fast the Wolves 4 out of 5 stars. The plot and memorability were 4 out of 5, the setting and writing 5 out of 5, and the characters 3 out of 5 stars. Thrilling and adventurous, Meg Long's debut novel is a solid sci-fi with compelling characters and obstacles set upon an icy planet that welcomes peril at every turn. Cold the Night, Fast the Wolves will be published by Wednesday Books on January 11th, 2022. And is 368 pages long. Some terms to describe this novel: it is a fiction, young adult, fantasy, sci-fi, dystopian, adventure, and survival novel. the book's description from Goodreads as always. After angering a local gangster, 17-year-old Zina Korhosen, I deeply apologize if I pronounced that wrong, which I probably did, as we know from the last episode. Must flee with her prize-fighting wolf Iska in tow. A team of scientists offer to pay her way off her frozen planet on one condition. She gets them to the finish line of the planet's infamous sled race. Though Sina always swore she'd never race after it claimed both her mother's lives, it's now her only option. But the tundra is a treacherous place, and as the race unfolds and their lives are threatened at every turn, Sina starts to question her own abilities. She must discover whether she's strong enough to survive the wild, whether she and Iska together are strong enough to get them all out alive. A captivating debut about survival, found family, and the bond between a girl and a wolf that delivers a fresh twist on classic survival stories and frontier myths. Sina is a stubborn, strong, yet imperfect young woman living on a freezing Tundar, a planet ruled by a deadly sled race for money. When we first meet Sina, she is completely against racing due to the unfortunate deaths of her moms during a race. She makes a living by stealing from the rich and makes her escapes by the rooftops of the Ket, a gambling town on Tundar. Over the course of the novel, Sina faces challenge after challenge while attempting to leave the unforgiving cold of Tundar. I greatly admired the character development displayed in this novel. Sina deals with a lot of grief and trauma throughout the story, but is able to begin to live with them rather than ignore them. There are other great characters in this novel, but none felt as fleshed out as Sina, because Sina was just all around like the perfect character. She felt real and I felt like I could stand next to her. But the other characters just didn't really feel that way. For a race that is life-changing, none of the other characters seem to change all that much. Sina goes through this complete switch in her mindset and her life, where the others, while their lives may change, they stay the same. And I just felt like that was unrealistic and it didn't make them feel as real. Some of the other characters that Sina meets include Professor Kassen, Tuluk, Panna, Remy, and Aska. I probably pronounced all those wrong, but all five of them are racing in order to study the medal promise at the end of the race, if they make it there alive. I'm pretty sure the medal is called Exocarbon or something like that. I couldn't find it. I was trying to look back through my notes on the book, but I could not find it, so apparently I took horrible notes. I was somewhat confused by the relationships that Sina seemed to have. At first, it seemed as if a romantic relationship would develop between Sina and Tamir, which is this guy who works for the gangster that I mentioned earlier, and takes care of all the wolves for racing. But very quickly, their romantic, I say with air quotes, relationship dissipates. I would have been completely fine with Sina remaining partnerless through the novel, which she does. But the author seemed to want to have some love interest for her, and I just felt like this really pulled away from the story unnecessarily, as it didn't impact the plot or Sina in any way, and it didn't follow through. It just didn't make sense to me, and it really distracted me. That's the only reason I'm mentioning this. I wouldn't mention it just to mention it. It really distracted me, and I was like, so is anything gonna happen? Or, you know, now we're out in the wilderness racing, like what's gonna happen? I didn't know. And then I was wanting her and Remy, I think is how you pronounce her name, to get together, but they didn't, so I was a little upset with that. But I was just really, really confused for a little bit. And like I said, I'm not like, why should she have a love interest? Women are supposed to have love interests. No, I completely love her as not having one. But I just, it was kind of like a promise at the beginning, like, oh, keep this in mind, and then nothing happened, and I was like, okay, well, maybe, just cut that out, we don't need that in there. But I cannot end the character section without talking about Iska, the killer wolf that Sina steals or rescues from a powerful gangster in The Cat. Reading about this sweet wolf just made me want to curl up and snuggle next to Poppy because Iska was just adorable. Like, for a killer wolf that was trained to just demolish, I loved her so much. I loved Iska. And their relationship is truly man's best friend. Iska is just always there for Sina, and they're both willing to risk their lives for each other. They love each other very quickly. And I just loved their little friendship. It was so cute. And I loved all the creatures, the animals in this book. I think I mentioned earlier there is some animal cruelty in here because with the race, a lot of the, I think it's Vonin wolves, which are like genetically engineered wolves mixed with Vonin, which are kind of wolves, they're abused pretty much by their owners in order to win the race, or, you know, they're hurt on the race, and then their owners just don't care. It really depends, but, yeah, just keep that in mind. If you really can't handle animals getting hurt, which I was like, oh, don't do that to me, then maybe this book isn't for you, because it happens a lot. So, just keep that in mind. But on to the writing and setting, which I'm really excited to talk about the setting. I was in love with the descriptiveness of this novel. I could picture the biting cold and the monstrous beasts that inhabit Tundar. It really, the way that the author describes the world around Sina is amazing. Like, it was perfectly done. And the setting is my favorite part, so I found it really cool that it was so descriptive, because this is not our planet, so we don't know what it looks like. So the way that the author made you feel like you knew Tundar was really, really cool. And like I said, the setting was my favorite part of Cold the Night, Fast the Wolves. Cold, desolate, and almost unsurvivable, Tundar presented the perfect obstacles for Sina, which really made the progression of this novel interesting and adventurous. And I don't know if any of you have played Horizon Zero Dawn, specifically the Frozen Wilds part of that game, but this novel really reminded me of the feeling I got from playing that game, which is one of my favorite games, by the way, so I love this. Aloy and Sina are very much powerful women just braving the wilderness and trying to make a change in their lives. And so I really felt like when I played Horizon Zero Dawn for the first time, I had so much fun. So reading this for the first time, I had equally as much fun. And it was like a new but familiar experience. Like, I was so glad to have that feeling of just adventure again that I got from Horizon. And then this book provided the same thing. So I was really, really excited about that. And the creatures that inhabit Tundar made me as interested as Panna to understand the ecosystems of this icy edge world planet that Meg Long created. Really, the creatures are fantastic. You have the goblins, the bone wolves, the bears, a lot of mythology type, not mythology, but like myth, folklore kind of things till they're real, and Sina has to actually survive them in the wilderness. And I found it really, really cool. Just the way that Sina interacts with the wilderness and has to survive is incredible. And so that was my favorite part of the novel. And finally, onto the plot. Cold the Night, Fast the Wolves was fast-paced and addicting. With thrills and adventure around every corner, I could not put this novel down. As I've mentioned previously, the obstacles that obstruct Sina's path to leaving Tundar behind provide exhilarating action scenes and realistic struggles. The only complaint I had about the plot was that I felt it was a little too predictable. The big twist at the end where Cena, by the way, this isn't, I'm not gonna give you the actual twist, I'm just giving an example somewhat. But the big twist at the end where Cena discovers the true nature of her mom's deaths, because she knows that they died during the race, but no one knows how they died, it's kind of just glazed over, and I had a general idea of what she was going to discover, so it wasn't that exciting. The most exciting part was the race, because there were so many challenges during it, which is the middle of the novel, so the first part and the last part are slower compared, but they're still pretty fast-paced. But really the middle of the novel, the meat with all of the racing and the adventure and the peril, was my favorite part. And so the end was a little bit of a letdown in terms of the amount of action that had taken place throughout the novel. But you know what? Cena deserved to break, so we'll give her a break. But regardless, the novel was pretty cohesive and perfectly mixed its thrills with a solid storyline. I really enjoyed reading Cold the Night, Fast the Wolves, and getting to know Cena and Iska throughout their trials and treacherous adventures. I love the feeling it gave me as I read it. I loved the adventurous vibe to it. I just love this novel overall. There were some issues I had with it, like I mentioned, but overall, it's a really, really solid sci-fi novel. And it's definitely more science fiction than fantasy, because you have all the space elements to it. But yeah, that's the end of my review of Cold the Night, Fast the Wolves by Meg Long. I hope you enjoyed it, and if you did, please check out my blog, Maya's Reviews, at mayagreviews.wordpress.com. You can also find me at Maya the Bookworm on Twitter, Goodreads, BookBub, and BookSirens. I'm also on Tumblr at Maya Reviews. If you want me to review your book or want to come on the podcast to discuss a novel, maybe even just reach out to me, you can email me at mayagbookreviews@gmail.com. I do ask that if you are reaching out in regards to a review request, interview, collab, blog tour, or anything publicity related, that you check out my publicity request page on my blog first and then email me. Thank you so much for listening, and happy reading, and happy holidays, everyone. Merry Christmas if you celebrate. I hope you all have an amazing time with your family, and are able to just, hopefully there's snow. So just happy holidays, everyone, and thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being here. It means a lot.